我们都要向主说，我们的心单单的羡慕活在他的面前。
We have to tell the Lord that, Lord, I long in your presence to live.
在早晨，在晚间，只有一世间。
And whether it's morning or evening, there's only one world to us.
愿主吸引我们的心，单单为他来活。
And may the Lord draw us closer so that we may live for Him alone.
我们一起来读一段的圣经，在马拉基书第二章第一节到第七节。
And let's read the passage together. It's printed out for you on the program sheet. Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
马拉基书是旧约圣经的最后一卷书。
Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament.
马拉基书之后，好像有400年的时间，神没有再向以色列的子民来说话。
And after this book, for over 400 years, God never spoke again to his people.
但是所有神的子民在那里等候。
But his people awaited.
等候救主的来到。
Awaited for the arrival of the Redeemer.
我们一起来读一下第二章第一节到第七节。
Let's read this passage together.
众祭司啊，这诫命是传给你们的。万军之耶和华说，你们若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归于我的名，我就使咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变为咒诅。因你们不把诫命放在心上，我已经咒诅你们了。我必斥责你们的种子，又把你们牺牲的粪抹在你们的脸上，你们要与粪一同除掉。你们就知道我传这诫命给你们，使我与立位所立的约可以长存。这是万军之耶和华说的。我曾与他立生命的和平安的约，我将这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话，他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人回头离开罪孽。祭司的嘴里当存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。第七节我们再一起来
读。
祭司的嘴里当存知识，也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
For he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty.
我们知道马拉基的意思就是神的使者。
The word Malachi means the messenger of the Lord.
神要得着使者。
God desire to obtain messengers.
我们知道在主来之前，神得着施洗约翰成为那个使者。
We all knew before Jesus came into the world, God sent John the Baptist to be the messenger.
要为主来预备道路。
To prepare the way of his coming.
来预备神的子民。
To prepare God's people as well.
主耶稣基督他亲自来到地上。
And when Jesus came personally on earth,
他成为那个立约的使者。
He became the messenger of the covenant.
他能够把我们带到神的面前。
Through that, he is able to bring us to the presence of God.
我们知道在末后的世代。
We all know we are now in the end days.
神也要得着许多的使者。
And it is in his heart to obtain many messengers for his purpose.
来预备神的子民。
So that these messengers can prepare for God's people.
因为我们的主耶稣基督他还要再来。
Knowing that Jesus is coming for the second time.
我们知道当神呼召以色列百姓离开埃及的时候。
When God called his people out of Egypt,
告诉他们说，你们要成为一个祭司的国度。
God told these people, you shall become a kingdom of priests.
神的心中要得着的乃是一个祭司的国度。
Therefore we know in God's heart he desired to obtain a kingdom filled with priests.
每一个神的子民都是祭司。
Every child of God should be a priest of God.
他们都侍奉神。
They all shall serve God.
他们都能够彰显神。
They can all manifest the beauty of God.
当在希伯来书里面讲到我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And in the book of Hebrews, it talks about we have this merciful and faithful high priest.
他不是用牛羊的血。
Whom did not come in with the blood of a bull or lamb.
他乃是一次把自己献上。
But once for all, he offered himself.
他为我们流了宝血。
And shed his precious blood.
那个宝贵的生命。
That precious life.
永远的生命
eternal life
超凡美丽的生命
that supreme beautiful life
他在十架为我们倾倒出来
that life was hung on the cross and poured out for us on the cross
以赛亚书说他为我们将魂倾倒
the book of Isaiah says he poured out his soul life for us
所以这个血这么宝贵
therefore his blood is considered precious blood
他为我们一次完成了永远赎罪的事
and once for all he completed things regarding salvation
弟兄姊妹当我们想到我们有这一位大祭司
therefore brothers and sisters whenever we think about we have this great high priest
我们在想到说今天神呼召的是我们每一个神的儿女
and then also think about how God desires to call each one of us
他要我们成为祭司
to be a priest
成为国民
to be his citizen the citizen of his heavenly king
他要得着的是一个祭司的国度
he desired to receive a kingdom of priesthood
那早晨我们在这里来看见神向着我们的心意
therefore this morning I'd like to share with you what is in God's heart toward us
神在当时好像是对这些祭司来说话
the book of Malachi was to priests at that time
神告诉他们说他们是万军之耶和华的使者
And God says, you are the messenger of the Lord Almighty.
是这些祭司是万军耶和华的使者。
So these priests are the messengers of the Lord Almighty.
他们带着一个非常严肃的使命。
Therefore, they had a great mission.
所以我们在这段圣经里面看见什么呢
？So what do we see from this passage?
神曾与他立生命和平安的约。
In verse 5 says, my covenant with him, a covenant of life and peace.
我将这两样赐给他。
And I gave them to him.
使他存敬畏的心。
This call for reverence.
他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。
And he revered me and stood in awe of my name.
然后下面讲到真实的律法在他口中。
And they continue by saying, true instruction was in his mouth.
那这些祭司们他们是怎么样的一个使者呢
Therefore, what kind of priests, what kind of messengers these priests are?
第一个他们是要把神的话语能够带出来
First of all, they have to be able to bring forth the word of God.
所以神把律法颁布下来以后
So after God gave us commitments and law,
神也要祭司他们负起一个责任
God gave them this responsibility.
这个律法真实的律法在他们的口中
That the true law, the true instruction was in his mouth.
那祭司的嘴里在第七节讲到说当存知识
And in verse 7 also says,For the lips of a priest are to preserve knowledge.
人也当由他口中寻求律法。
And from his mouth, men should seek instruction.
当神把律法颁布下来的时候
When God gave them the law,
人好像里面那样的愿意也渴望来得着神的律法。
Men's reaction is they're happy to have them and they desire to comply with those commitments.
人也向神说我们必定能够遵行。
They even commit themselves to the Lord says, yes, we will surely comply.
是的律法真的是神的话。
Yes, the law is the word of our God.
我们从旧约律法里面也看见好像是一个神生命性情的最低的一个标准。
And you can also say, according to what's recorded in the Old Testament, the law of the Lord is like the lowest standard that's of God.
但是来到新约的时代
But when you come into the time of New Testament,
我们真的看见神告诉我们律法是使人知罪。
We realize actual law just show us our sin.
因为没有一个人能够靠着自己来行律法。
For no one can comply fully or fulfill fully the requirement in God's law.
没有一个人靠着自己行律法来满足神的要求。
No one can please God completely or satisfy him completely by abiding by the law.
反而是因着律法今天我们好像被圈在那个罪的里面。
Instead, because of the requirements in the law, we have been condemned as sinners.
很多的时候当别人把油漆涂好
For example, you might see some new paint, still wet paint.
然后有人在旁边贴一个这个油漆未干
And people may put a sign that says the paint still wet.
不要 don't touch, 油漆未干
Please do not touch.
但是很多人看见这个标志
But whenever you see a sign like that,
反而里面就是想说去摸摸看
We're easily tempted. We like to touch it.
哎呀，这一摸，哎，的确是油漆未干。
And you touch it, you realize, yes, indeed, it's still wet.
那但是呢，我想很多的时候，一有了律法
，Therefore, whenever there's a prohibition or restriction,
但是在人的里面呢，反而有一个渴望。
The problem is that will trigger this desire within man.
是从一个罪的天性里面出来的。
It's a desire, the desire from a sinful nature.
从罪恶的里面出来呢，就是没有办法来合乎这个律法的要求。
They can never fulfill that kind of restriction or requirement.
所以我们看见历史历代多少的犹太人。
Therefore, look at the Jews throughout generations.
他们用尽他们的力量，也想来遵行律法。
And they try their very best to comply with the law.
可是他们有的时候遵行到的不过是一些外面的事情。
But what they could do the most is to observe those outward rules.
当他们要守安息日。
They need to observe Sabbath.
安息日什么工都不能做。
And on that day, they're not allowed to do anything.
所以我听说他们就做了很多都是自动化的。
Therefore, what they do is try to automate everything they need for that day.
安息日之前把东西准备好。
They prepare everything ready before the day of Sabbath.
然后时候到了，这个菜就热好了。
So it's for example, they may program the heating of the stove. So when the time comes, it will automatically start and start to cook.
所以他们不需要自己去做这个
工作。Therefore, they don't have to work.Or to cook that day.
安息日坐电梯，有专人来帮他按电梯。
And for example, you can operate the elevator, but they will hire this non-Jew to operate the elevator for them.
所以这些犹太人他们要遵守这些律法。
In order to comply with so-called the requirements in the law of God.
但他们所做的好像不过是外面的。
You see, they could only comply outward rules.
不晓得神的心意到底是什么。
Actually, they have no idea what God desires to obtain from them.
在传道书第五章里面。
And in the book Ecclesiastes.
那神讲到说，你到神的殿要谨慎脚步。
In chapter 5, verse 6.
因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人献祭。
I'm sorry, where are you? Chapter 5, verse 1.
那我们一起来读一下第五节哈，传道师第五章第六节。
And he was referring chapter 5, verse 1, says, guard your steps when you go to the house of God, go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools.Who do not know what they do wrong. And let's read verse 6.
不可任你的口使肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司原文做使者面前说是错许了。为何使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你手所做的呢？他这边讲到说，在祭司面前说错许了，他们向神许愿，但是后来又说他许错了。
Here, verse 6 says that do not protest to the messenger, my vow was a mistake.
那这边祭司呢，原文做使者。
And the word messenger here is what it means.
那我们看见说，祭司他有一个责任。他要把神的话能够传递给神的子民。
And messenger has the responsibility is to tell the people of God the words of God.
当我们想到说以色列百姓他们从被掳之地被神带回到耶路撒冷。
When Israelites were brought back from Babylon back to Jerusalem.
那这些渔民他们看见了神的心意。
These remnants who returned understood the heart of God.
他们把祭坛建造起来。
So they restored the altar.
他们也把圣殿盖起来了。
They also rebuilt the temple.
那尼希米带以色列的百姓回到耶路撒冷，他们重建城墙。
Nehemiah brought God's people back to Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
到了马拉基书的时候，城墙也已经建好了。
So when it comes to the book of Malachi, all the walls were rebuilt.
好像他们可以恢复向神真实的一个敬拜。
Now they were at a time they were able to restore all the worship back to God.
因为原本他们在被掳之地没有祭坛可以献祭。
Because when they were captivated, there was no way they could offer anything on the altar.
他们没有圣殿。
There was no altar, there was no temple for them.
没有他们可以一起来侍奉来敬拜的地方。
They did not have a place where they can worship and serve God together.
在那里更没有什么城墙来保护他们。
Not to mention any protection like a wall.
但是我们看见说这些归回的子民。
But you look at these people who returned, the remnants.
神在他们身上所要得着的一个代表的意义是非常大的。
And God desired to receive from this small group of people something very significant because they are representative of what God desires to get.
是的，从外面看不过是微小的。
Yes, you look From outwardly, this is a small group of people.
归回之民所建的殿远远不能跟所罗门的殿来相比拟。
And that the temple they recovered was not even as magnificent as when King Saul was on the throne.
但是神说这殿幕后的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
But the Lord says that the glory of the temple in the latter days will be greater than the earlier days.
因为神所看见的是一个归回之民的见证。
Because God's church is the testimony of these remnants.
弟兄姊妹，神在末后的时代所要得着的，也是一个归回之民的见证。
And likewise, in this end day, what God desires to obtain is the testimony of people who return to Him.
但是这些子民他们是归回了。
And yes, at that time, they have a group of people returned to Jerusalem.
祭坛建起来了。
They restored the altar.
圣殿也好不容易建起来了。
And they rebuilt the temple.
我们都知道，中间他们建的根基以后。就停工了16年。
We all knew what happened. After they relayed the foundation for the temple, they stopped for 16 years.
我们知道先知哈该、撒加利亚用神的话来激励他们。
And therefore, God sent his prophets Haggai and Zechariah to re-encourage them.
但是后来圣殿真的感谢神，真的把他们建起来了。
And by God's grace, they were able to finish the rebuilding of the temple.
圣城也建起来了。
And also recovered the entire wall.
但是神的子民神的百姓他们却还是不知道神的心意。
Unfortunately, the people of God still did not understand what God wanted to obtain.
是的，以斯拉也曾经把神的律法来教导他们。
Yes, Ezra taught them again the law of the Lord.
但是我想神的心中真的要他们真实认识神的心意。
But God wants to teach them what He really wants.
在这边他告诉说祭司的嘴里当存知识。
Therefore, God says here in verse 7, the lips of the priest ought to preserve knowledge.
这边告诉我们一件事情。
And it tells us this thing.
当这些祭司们在教导以色列百姓关于律法的时候。
When a priest is teaching God's people things regarding God's law.
他要有一个真的知识。
He has to have this true knowledge of God's law.
那真的认识神。
That he really knows God.
今天弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们说，我们都有圣经在我们的手里。
And I believe everyone has a copy of Bible.
但是这是神的话。
But do we realize the Bible is the word of God?
主耶稣告诉我们说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Jesus made it clear to us that my word is life, is spirit.
当我们读神的话语的时候，是不是灵，是不是生命呢？
But when we read the word in this Bible, do we feel it is life and spirit?
今天在神的话语中，神要把他自己启示在我们里面。
Through his words, God wants to reveal himself to us.
叫我们来认识基督。
So that we can truly know him.
叫我们来得着不只是圣经是一个写出来的话
and we don't just read words
而让神的活道能够从我们里面活出来
but let this word become alive and live out through us
我想这是神的心意
I think that's what God wants to do
这些以色列的百姓若仍然只是在外面遵守一些外面的律法规条
if Israelites still try to please God by observing all kinds of outward rules and laws
神告诉这些祭司们说在你们的口中要有真的知识
But God says the lips of priests ought to preserve knowledge
今天神也在这里呼召我们
In the same way God is telling us
是的神呼召我们叫我们渴慕他的话语
Yes God has called us to have longing and desire for his words
当每次我前读你圣洁话语
Like the hymn we sang earlier Every time when I read your holy words
刚刚我们唱的诗歌讲到说求你用你荣耀照亮每一句
Oh shine your glory and light on every word
要把神的话照亮在我们的里面
We pray the Lord you will just shine light on the word
叫我们所认识的
So that we truly know
是这位永活的人子
This living Son of Man
让他显现在我们的里面
Let this Son of Man reveal in our heart
那曾经有一个弟兄他讲到说他买了很多的电器他最不喜欢就是看那个说明书
And once there was his brother His hobby is to buy a lot of electronic appliances But his problem is that he never had the patience to read through the manual
他说他的习惯就是拿来以后就在那边按按按
And his habit just open up the box and just start pushing a button
但是好多次
But many times
绕了好大的圈子
And he was waste so much time
甚至东西都弄坏了
And even actually malfunctioned the thing
他好像不得已才把那个说明书拿出来
And to the point he had to give up and start to read the manual
其实在我们的人生的路上
and same way in our life journey,
神已经把他的话赐给我们
God has given to us His words.
好像所有的这个手册这个说明书神都已经赐给我们叫我们认识的
and the user's manual has given for us for our life from God.
但是许多时候人在那里东创西试的
Well, our problem is that we like to try it out on our own.
遇到了多少的难处
We encounter all kinds of problems and difficulties.
最后好像不得已再回到神的话里面
And then finally we were so like clueless, we had to go back to the manual.
原来神早就告诉我们了
And then realized, you know, God has said that long time ago.
今天不要等到我们人生走到最后了
So let's do not waste our time. Don't waitUntil the final stop of our life.
然后才想到说，人若赚得全世界，若丧掉自己的性命，有什么益处呢
？Then we finally realize what is the true benefit for a man to just make money of the entire world but loses his life.
不要等到我们好像这个地上的努力都已经花下去了。
Don't spend all your lifetime to pursue something of this world.
啊，我们想到神的话告诉我们，我们在世界上不过是客旅，不过是寄居的。
Then we suddenly remember that God says we're nothing but a stranger and alien on earth.
其实有一座有根基的城在我们的面前。
And God has prepared for us a city with foundation.
神叫我们去努力来得着的。
And God wants us to work toward that city.
弟兄姊妹，神的话很清楚。
And God's words are so clearly written, has been told to us.
神要我们来到他的脚前
He wants us to come to him
叫我们来遵行他的话
To abide in his words and follow his instructions
神要得着这些祭司成为他的使者
God said I want to obtain my priests as my messengers
这些使者有一个责任
And these messengers have this one responsibility
他们必须把神的话带出来
Is to bring forthThe words of God.
但是我们看见今天当我们站在一个新约子民的地位上
Now as as people of the new covenant
我们也摸着神的心
We also understand what's in his heart
其实神的心从旧约就一直的向他的子民来起初
Because God's heart and his purpose for us has been consistent throughout Old and New Testament
他从很早就告诉我们听命胜于献祭
He said I desire obedience more than sacrifice
他讲到说这些愚昧人所献的祭
He said these things sacrifices of fools
但他要得着我们是进到神的面前
He wants us to come into his presence
多少人杀牛宰羊他们对神是那样的惧怕
Many times people offer sacrifices but their hearts were filled with fear
但是我们神今天开我们的眼睛看见羔羊已经被杀
But God has opened our eyes and see the Lamb of God has been slaughtered
看见我们能够蒙这样的恩典来到神的面前
We now understand by that grace we can all come to God now
我们里面可以毫无惧怕
Without any fear full of confidence
坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座
Boldly we can come to the mercy seat
今天我们都是神所要得着的祭司
And we all have now become priestsGod desire to obtain.
我们都成为耶和华的使者。
We have now become the messengers of the Almighty.
今天不单我们自己来到神的面前。
And not only we come to God individually.
我们每一次来的时候。
Every time when we come to Him.
我们可以把弟兄姊妹我们一同带到神。
We can also bring along other Christian brothers and sisters.
今天我们知道所有的祭物所有的意义都集中在耶稣基督的身上
We know the significance of all the sacrifices in the past was on Jesus Christ
但是在我们每一个祭司的里面
And for us, each priest
当主再把他自己向我们启示
When God reveals again himself in our hearts
再把十架活化在我们的眼前
And make alive the scene of the crucifixion
啊，我们永远是觉得那样的震惊
Every time our hearts are shaken and moved.
所以讲到这个 amazing grace.
We will say this is an amazing grace.
当我们不晓得多少年前当你得救的时候
Maybe you have been saved many years ago.
你说 amazing grace.
At that time,
何等奇异的恩典
you felt that salvation was an amazing grace.
你是讲到这个惊人的大爱
You talk about this amazing love of God.
这个就是讲到我们里面觉得怎么会是这样
And our hearts wonder, how can it be?
可能十年过去了
But 10 years may have passed after that.
当你再来到主面前你说这是何等惊人的大爱
When you come into his presence, again you say, what an amazing love.
30年过去了
Maybe 3 decades his head passed in sand.
你还要说, this is amazing love.
We will always say, this is the amazing love of God.
不管圣徒经过了多少的年日,
it doesn't matter how many years we have become a Christian.
我们永远觉得惊奇。
We will always be amazed by the love of God.
每一次我们来到主面前擘饼,
every time when we come to the table of the Lord,
啊, 我们里面觉得稀奇。
Our hearts are always amazed.
这个爱永远是超过我们所能够测度的。
Because His love is something that way beyond what we can measure.
他的恩典永远是超过我们所能想象的。
And His grace is always beyond what we can comprehend.
所以我们今天要来认识。
Therefore, we need to come to Him and know.
我们认识基督。
Know Christ.
我们得着这个真的知识。
To receive true knowledge from Christ.
认识他为我们所做的。
To really know what he has done.
那这个认识不是头脑的认识。
Not just in our intellectual mind.
不是在神学院里面所教导能够让你知道的。
Not something you go to take a class in seminary.
这个认识乃是他是一个活的人。
But knowing this Jesus as a living person.
我们心渴望就是来遇见这位活的主。
And it is our desire to meet with this living person.
今天所有的律法。
All the laws.
是已经成全在耶稣基督的身上。
Are fulfilled on this living person, Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣告诉我们说，律法的一点一画也不可以废去。
That's why Jesus said, "We do, I will not let go or destroy anyone, any stroke in my law."
但是今天神不是叫我们照着字句来遵守律法。
But God doesn't want us to follow the law according to just words.
这一点一画也没有废去。
Yes, nothing will be changed. God's words cannot be changed.
因为都成全在耶稣基督的。
It's because it has been all fulfilled on Jesus Christ.
今天呢，律法写在我们心板上。
Therefore, God says, now law is written in your heart.
因为这位活的主今天住在我们的里面。
For this living Lord now lives inside of us.
哦，我们的心满了感谢和赞美。
Oh, therefore our hearts are filled with thanks and praises.
我们读神的话。
So when we read the word of God,
今天不是外面的一件事情。
It's no longer something outward.
今天我们读神的话和我们里面的生命。是相互响应的。
And when we read the word of God today, the words of God will actually echo with our inner person.
一面我们在读圣经。
On one hand, we seem to read a Bible.
一面神的话就是灵，就是生命。
But on the other hand, His words become spirit and life to us.
在我们的里面是灵是生命。
And we feel that yes, His words are spirit and life.
今天我们读神的话不是在头脑的里面。
So we don't read the word of God in our intellect mind.
这个话从我们的灵里面反映出来。
Instead.Let the word of God become food for our spirit and be reflected from within.
这个话也要从我们的生命中能够反映出来。
And also people can see from the way we live the word of God.
所以这个话和我们就不是在分开的。
So we are no longer separable from the words of God.
祭司们他们当存知识。
Therefore, the instruction in his mouth and the lips of priests ought to preserve knowledge.
人也当从他口中寻求律法。
And from his mouth, men should seek instruction.
今天我们知道说，到了最后神旨意完成的那个时候。
We know by the time when God's purpose is completed.
神所要得着的乃是一个荣耀的见证。
You will see God desire to receive a glorious.Testimony, a corporate testimony.
把他所有的丰满能够彰显出来。
This testimony will fully manifest the fullness that's in him.
曾经主耶稣他来到地上。
Jesus came into this world once.
他是神所有丰满的一个彰显。
He was the manifestation of God's fullness.
但是这个彰显是在肉身的里面。
好 that manifestation was done through his flesh.
这个彰显人很难去认识。
And it was quite hard for men to realize.
人看见的不过是一个卑微的耶稣。
Because they only saw this lowly Jesus.
但是主耶稣在他卑微里面怎么样把神的丰富彰显出来。
But Jesus was able to manifest God's fullness from this lowly Jesus.
当这些法律赛人所认识的律法和主耶稣基督所彰显的律法你看见有很多的不一样。
You can see there's a great difference between what the Pharisees and scribes, their knowledge about the law versus The law manifested by Jesus in his human form.
所以主耶稣一讲到这些法律赛人。
So whenever Jesus commented about Pharisees.
说他们不过是粉饰的墙。
He said they are just faked wall.
他们所注重的不过是外表的。
They only pay attention of things that's outward.
但是主是真实把神的律法从他身上那么真实的具体的活出来。
But Jesus was able to manifest God's fullness in bodily form.
这个见证。
That testimony
今天神要在教会里面来得着
is what God desires to see in His church today.
今天不是外面的规条
We're not here to abide by different rules.
今天乃是真实耶稣基督的生命的彰显
But the true manifestation of the life of Jesus Christ through us.
当这个生命从我们活出来的时候
When this life of Jesus is able to be lived out through us.
世界上的人他们都会来寻求
People in this world will come and seek.
他们都会渴望
They will have longing to find out.
今天若是我们能够把神的心意这样子能够把它传出去
If we're able to share and preach God's heart like that
真的我们成为一个耶和华的使者
Then we are truly the messengers of the Almighty Lord
那这个也讲到好像我们是一个天国的大使
It's like we're the ambassador of the heavenly kingdom
Ambassador 这个大使是把这个天国的生命性情借着我们在地上成为一个使者把它彰显
And the responsibility of this ambassador is to manifest things and life of heaven to people of world Jesus said this before, no one has seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But only the beloved Son of God in the Heavenly Father's bosom has manifested him.
今天世界上的人他们从哪里能够来看见神呢?
Therefore, how can people in this world to see God?
他们光是你把圣经给他他不一定能够认识的。
If you give them a Bible, they won't be able to understand.
但是今天他要这些世界上的人他们可以从神的子民身上来看见这个见证
But the people of this world should be able to see God through God's people on earth
所以圣经也告诉我们我们彼此相爱世人就认出我们是主的门徒
That's why Bible says love one another then people in this world will be able to tell that we are God's disciple
那这个彼此相爱
And that love one another
是显出一个主耶稣基督生命的见证来
And it's a testimony which will show people Jesus Christ
主告诉我们说这是一个新的命令
And Jesus told us that this is a new commitment I have
所以这个命令不是在旧约里面一个律法的规条
So this commitment from Jesus is not part of the commitments from the old time
因为规条是永远做不到的
Because old laws are something that we can never fulfill
你叫两个人你们彼此相爱
Tell two people just choose any two people says love one another
像如果是一个规条
If you set a rule that love each other
他们其实会告诉你说这个爱我不晓得从哪里来
They will say we don't have that kind of love
这个爱找不到了
I can't find love for this guy anymore
很多时候我们和一些夫妻他们在有问题的时候和他们这个辅导他们
Sometimes when we share with couples they have trouble in their relationship
他说这个爱不晓得到哪里去了
Many times we heard a comment like that I don't have love for that person anymore.
是好多的受伤痛苦。
All I can say is I have so many wounds and so many hurts within.
但是我们知道主耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
But we also know Jesus says love one another.
这个爱不在于我们天然生命的里面。
So this is not a love from our natural life.
主能够说你们要彼此相爱，我把这个命令赐给你们，这是一个新的命令。
For Jesus to say this, this is a new commitment I'm giving to you.
主能够把新的命令给我们。
And the reason why He can give us a new commitment.
因为他把新的生命赐给我们。
It's all because He has given to us a new life.
这个生命中我们能够彼此相爱。
With this new life, we will be able to love one another.
啊，所有律法的要求。
All the requirements in God's law.
还不只是旧约律法的要求。
I'm not just saying all the requirements in the Old Testament, in the Old Law.
当主耶稣他讲到律法。
When Jesus says law,
律法说你杀人的，这个是犯罪的。
The law says if you murder, that's wrong.
但主耶稣讲的时候，他说你心里恨弟兄的，你就是杀人的。
But Jesus said if you hate someone, then you have murdered someone.
那个要求比旧约律法的要求又高了不知道多少
倍。That's much higher standard than the standard set forth in the Old Testament.
今天无论这个律法，主耶稣基督所告诉我们的这些要求，今天。是可能从我们身上活出来。
But the good news is all these requirements Jesus said, well, it's something that we are able to do from our inner life.
当我们来认识神的心意，是要借着我们把他自己彰显。
If we truly realize it is God's desire for us to manifest Him.
他得着我们成为耶和华的使者。
He wants to obtain us as the messengers of the Almighty Lord.
我们来读一下彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节，请我们一起来读：唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。所以在这边告诉我们是拣选的族类。
Here says you are a chosen people.
我们好像是从火里所抽出来的一根柴。
We are like a stick snatched out the burning wood.
神已经拣选了我们。
That God has chosen us.
我们说不是因为我们比别人更好。
It's not because we're better than others.
不是我们做的表现得更加。
Or we do a better work than others.
乃是神拣选了我们。
It's all because God has chosen us.Chosen us.
我们原本穿着污秽的衣裳。
And we used to wear such a wicked and a dirty, filthy cloth.
神把我们的污秽衣服脱掉。
But God has taken that off for us.
他给我们穿上华美。
Instead, He put on us a beautiful robe.
我们的心满了感谢和赞美。
And we should be filled with thankfulness and praises.
他为我们戴上圣洁的冠冕。
And He has brought to put on our head a beautiful turban.
他告诉我们说，我们乃是有君尊的祭司。
And He proclaimed that this is my royal.
这个是讲到每一个神的儿女。
And that priesthood refers to every child of God.
在旧约的时候，你看见神说这些祭司们是耶和华的使者。
And in the Old Testament time, you say priests are messengers of the Lord.
但是今天我们都在这个祭司国度的里面。
But now we're all priests. We are royal priesthood.
我们都是有君尊的祭司。
We are all the royal priesthood.
我们都是圣洁的国度。
We are that holy nation.
属神的子民。
A people belonging to God.
今天神要我们宣扬那招我们。出黑暗入奇妙光明者的
美德。There's a purpose that we may declare the praises of Him who call you out of darkness into His wonderful light.
这个宣扬。
And this declaration
是讲到一个彰显。
It's a manifestation.
是讲到神给我们这些祭司们的一个使命。
It's a mission that He has entrusted us with.
这所有的祭司。
All the priests.
耶和华的使者
are the messengers of the Almighty Lord.
今天使者他有他的使命
and messengers have a mission.
他奉差遣
they are sent out.
神要我们来宣扬
to declare.
神要这些祭司们他们认识所有神的律法
and he wants his messengers to understand his law.
神他们的口中要有知识
so there's knowledge in their mouth.
他们来传讲来教导
They will preach, they will teach.
但是今天神要我们来宣扬
And God says we shall also declare.
让从我们这些人的身上把神自己能够彰显
So that through us we can manifest God himself.
很多时候我们也讲很多的道理
And yes, we teach a lot of things.
但是如果只是一些道理
And a lot of times, if they remain as just teaching,
或者能够说服人的头脑
maybe we're able to persuade people with logics,
但是没有办法说服人的心
but we cannot persuade people's heart.
可是人心中所渴望的是一个见证
but actually, people desire to see is a testimony.
当那个见证能够出现的时候
when they see the testimony appear,
我想这是神心中所要得着的
and that's also what God desires to see.
很多时候我们都认识到神的心意是要教会的合一。
Many times, for example, we know God wants the church to be in unity.
我们也常常交通到主耶稣在约翰福音十七章的那个祷告。
And many times we refer to the Lord's prayer in John 17.
祭坛旁的祷告。
That's a prayer by the altar.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们在很多的地方大家都知道。
Yes, in many places.Christians know.
大家都在传讲。
And they all share and teach people about it.
但是今天我们说神所要得着的到底是什么
？But we shall say, God, what do you really want to obtain for these?
若是我们知道说神所要得着是那个实际，是那个见证。
If God, you want to see a testimony, you want to have the substance of what you want you are teaching here.
有太多时候。所谓的合一也能够成为一个知识上的教导。
Yes, many times we may have the knowledge knowing about, yes, God wants unity.
但是我们的里面有没有那个实际
?But the problem is, do we have the reality, the substance of the unity?
今天哪怕是一个很小的一群
,maybe we're just a small group.
他们愿意 不单只是说知识上认识哦，神要得着一个合一的见证。
But if we are devoted, says no, Lord, we don't want just know this in our mind.
但他们也要认识到说，在我们的里面，今天要讲到一个合一是不可能的。
And also, we realize by our own strength, there's no way we can reach unity.
今天我们只有一个，我们必须放下我们自己。
There's only one way to reach unity that you desire is to let go of ourselves.
若每一个人都觉得说只有我讲的才是真理。
Because if everyone insists on what they believe is true,
你看不见合一。
It's very hard to have true unity.
主要我们把我们自己放下来。
But the Lord many times wants us to.Set ourselves aside.
主不是我。
And says the Lord, not I.
我们所要的乃是你的自己。
What we desire to obtain is you only.
我们所要的是这个活的人从我们里面能够真实的活出来。
We want that the living person of Jesus Christ be lived out through us.
当我们对于神儿子的认识
When the knowledge of the Son of God
达到完满的时候
Reach its fullness.
到那个时候只有一个一会出现的。
Then you will see the appearing of this unity.
今天我们要竭力的追求。
That's why we need to pursue with all we can today.
认识基督。
To know Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
To know of the power of his resurrection.
我们要得着的乃是一个真的知识。
We need to desire, we desire to obtain a true knowledge.
不只是从字句上分析出来的。
Not just by reading word and conduct some analysis.
这个活的人，这位人子从我里面能够彰
Instead, we want this living person to be seen through my life.
啊，我们说我们认识我的救主。
And so we can say, yes, I know my Savior.
他是我的主，我的神。
He is my Lord. He's my God.
当一次有一个年纪很老的一个传道人。
There was this senior pastor, minister.
有人问他很多的问题。
And people asked him a lot of questions.
但是他说，我知道。
His reply is that.I know.
他的回答，他说我知道。
He replied to all the questions by saying, I know.
那这个知道代表着他一生跟随主的道路。
That knowing is accumulated in his entire lifetime by following in the Lord faithfully.
我知道我所侍奉的神。
I know the God whom I serve.
哇，这一个这么简单的一个回答，就让人里面觉得那样的羡慕。
It's very simple, but surely stirred up a holy, a divine longing in our hearts.
我们有没有这个真的知道
？The question for us is that do we have that true knowing?
我们真的是向我们的主来祷告。
Let us pray to our Lord.
今天来到了末后的时代。
That we know we have come to the end of the days.
我们知道征战何等的猛烈。
We know the battle is severe.
仇敌用尽他的所有的力量，要把神真实的见证要拿摧毁掉。
And the enemy is with all they can try to bring down the true testimony of Jesus Christ.
神说要得着的是一个合一的见证。
And God desires to have this testimony of unity.
越到末后的时代，你会发现那个分裂好像是越来越严重。
But the more we're into the later days, you more we see the divisions.
神要我们真实的把他的生命彰显出来。
And God wants us to manifest His life.
但是越到末后的时代，有多少知识的教导
？But more and more, we see the teachings of all kinds of knowledges.
仇敌就把各样的仁义的方法要带到神的家里面。
And there are so many men's idea and men's way in his house.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们彼此勉励。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us remind each other and encourage each other.
我们是神所拣选的。
That remember, we are.God's chosen people.
是神所呼召的。
We have been called out by him.
我们的地位乃是一个君尊的祭司。
Our position is to be his royal priest.
神告诉我们说，你们这些祭司是万军之耶和华的使者。
And the Lord says, you priests are the messengers of the Almighty Lord.
我们的使命是什么？
So what is our responsibility?
要把这位主能够宣扬出来。
Is to go and declare this Lord.
他已经出了黑暗，进入光明。
And he has brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into his wonderful light.
他所有的美德。
All his great virtues
要借着我们这些祭司把它宣扬出来
will be declared and manifested by us, his messengers.
这个宣扬是说神得着我们成为这个见证人
And the declaration not by lips but through us, true testimony.
有一个真的彰显
Something truly manifests him.
真实的宣扬
And the true declaration through life.
这是仇敌所害怕
And that is something that scared the enemy very much.
这也是对我们今天一个最大的挑战
Also to us, the greatest challenge.
到底有没有那个真实的
The question is, do we have the true spiritual reality? In a spiritual realm,
常常我们就会发现，不是你的道理讲得多好。
And when we encounter things that belong to spiritual realm, you realize we cannot overcome problems with our knowledge.
当有那个 reality, 那个真实的出来。
Only when we have the spiritual reality.
这是算数的。
That's something that will really work and count in the spiritual realm.
在仇敌的面前。
In the presence of our enemies.
仇敌所害怕的。
What they are afraid the most.
你的知识有多少。
It's not how much knowledge we have accumulated.
他害怕的是实际有多少。
They're afraid of the spiritual reality that's done in our life.
今天在这边告诉这些祭司们，他们口里要有知识。
Here, the Lord told his priest that you shall have knowledge.
他们对律法的认识不再是字句的。
And it's not knowledge in just words.
他们必须有一个真实的彰显和活出。
But have true spiritual reality and manifestation.
我想这是神向着我们所呼召的。
And this is what God calls to obtain.
启示录一章六节告诉我们说，又使我们成为国民。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 6 says he made us to be a kingdom
做他父神的祭司
and priest to serve his God and Father
但愿荣耀全能归给他
to him be glory and power forever and ever
直到永永远远
until ever and ever
我们再来唱这首诗歌581首
Let's sing this song one more time 581
我们渴望来到主的面前
It is our longing to come into the presence of our Lord.
主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前。